local drugstore in Hawaii.
All right.
There's a lot of Orientals over there.
Acceptance.
Really, really widely used Oriental medicine.
But if instead of just accepting, you get angry. You don't express your anger, you just this humility and you're accepting. But inside, you take it in. You can't. You take it inside. You internalize.
No, but if you feel angry, express your anger.
So then express your anger.
And then accept it that you are angry.
Yeah.
And that you then let your mind also prompt you that it's not good to be angry. So let you make up.
Yeah.
So with the party.
This is in all aspects of life.
Yes, not anger, anything and everything.
Mm-hmm. Because it seems to me that then, if you don't show how you feel, if you just be humble
that's being modest. That's what I'm saying,
yeah.
Beware of modesty.
So then if you get angry and you yell or whatever you have to do, then you don't internalize it, then you're honest, and then when does surrender come in? Then you're surrendering after that.
Then what happens is when you burst out in anger, immediately accept that you have been angry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Accept yourself.
Accept yourself that you are doing it. And he says, that's not proper.
Mm-hmm.
So what to do now? Approach the party concerned and say, I'm really sorry for being so rude, or being so stupid, or being this or that, and so forth and so on. It needs courage. It needs strength. It's not cowardice. It's not weakness. It is begotten of great strength within you. So that's how you make up. So come on, please pardon me for it. Come on, forget about it. I'm so sorry for it. Like that.
Yeah.
Parish, what is it that Baba said about hurting another's heart? And how can you still be angry and not be hurting another's heart?
Well, that's how it can be. You have hurt the heart, now try to repair it by again going back and asking pardon and all that. First of all, you should not. Hurting others' heart is what? Is trying to demolish the temple where he abides. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
It's hooliganism.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to repair it. By going to the person concerned, just as I told her, where is she gone now? There. The good, he says that, pardon me for being so rude, so stupid. What can I do? I cannot control my anger and I had to burst out. Forget about it. Forgive me. All these things are there to repair the heart that has been hurt. You can't avoid hurting the hearts of others. But at least you can do one thing, go and repair them.
Mm-hmm.
Put the hearts in proper shape.
That's very clear now.
Huh?
It's very clear now.
Yeah. That's what he told us.
You can't avoid hurting the hearts of others.
Yeah.
But just make sure you say you're sorry.
Yeah. Reparation should be there.
Yeah. It makes a big difference.
It's not just saying it.
Feeling.
Feeling. Knowing that you are really sorry. Yeah. And if suppose you have not been angry on me, but I am getting angry on you, what will you do? You will retort, eh?
If you start yelling at me?
No, yeah, then you will yell at me. Yes, but naturally...
I would be hurt first. I would just...
You will be hurt, but then you will try to assert yourself that, what is this? Why are you yelling at me? Don't you realize what you are saying and all that? And this and that, and then I begin to flare up again. I said, you sit down, you stupid. Why are you interjecting these things and all this goes on. So then know well, Baba has said that remember that when a person is like that, then you just keep quiet.
Mm-hmm. They yell more though then.
No. let them yell more till they become hoarse, but you keep quiet. Then they keep quiet too. Yeah. As Ramakrishna Paramahansa said this, that there is a person rowing a boat upstream. It is Ramakrishna's example.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Ramakrishna, the perfect master of Calcutta?
Very vague.
Okay. So this is what he has given a figure. So when you are rowing your own boat upstream, downstream comes another boat rushing at you. So you stand up and shout, get aside, because it's coming on to you, there will be collision. And both will be damaged, both boats will be damaged. But then as it approaches closer to you, you find that there is nobody inside. So what do? You continue to shout at the person? You swirl yourself and allow the boat to pass. So know well that the person who flares up, he's not in control. It's like a boat without a captain. So what you have to do is to you get aside instead of allowing it to be collided with you.
I do that.
Well, that strategy doesn't always work. Someone can be yelling at you and you be quiet, and that makes them even more angry. You know, here I am angry and I'm yelling at you, what do you have to say? You sit there and you say nothing.
It's so foolish.
But then what happens? Yeah. Then you continue to sit still. And then what happens? Mm-hmm. Continue to sit still. And then how long? Thing. How long will the person yell?
That's what I said. Like, I know exactly what they're talking
about. Yeah.
But have you all tried this patience?
Yeah.
For some time? And then what happens? There is subsiding.
Angry.
Yeah. No, angrier yeah. Than subsides.
For but days.
No, but then don't be rude in your silence. Be loving in your silence. The reflection of your love, the reflection of your knowingness, that why unnecessarily is shouting. Just keep quiet. Yeah. That helps. But you purposely try to test him like that and you remain silent, adamantly like that. That's not good. That incites him all the more. But just be humble and accept what he will say, yeah.
Phyllis tells a story where Baba taught her a lesson where you should, in some situations, it's best to admit you're wrong even if you're not. Do you remember the story Phyllis would often tell, how a woman had accused her of some injustice which she didn't have done, and Baba knew she hadn't done, but she said, just admit you did it wrong.
Well, there's a glaring example of my situation one day. In public hall, where Baba is giving a darshan to the masses there. And there was a captain, a retired captain, a major. Well, is it captain or major? I forget now. So he comes, he has asked Baba's permission to bring his wife. He had renounced the world, he is wearing a robe. And in the robe written that Ram, Sita, Ram and all that sort of thing. And he has renounced, he is a genuine person. Good speaker, goes on speaking and all that. He wants to talk. So he one day asked Baba, may I bring my wife, who doesn't seem to be, well, having any interest in you. But I love the day when she can approach you and be with you and you bless her. Baba said, bring her. Anybody can come here. Bring her. He is so enthusiastic about it. He is trying to get her inside. There are the people crowded there, you see. But there is an aisle there. So narrow aisle is there. So he is trying to tell her to come, encouraging her, come. So his back is towards Baba. And he goes on with his back towards Baba. And he comes so close that Baba is here on the chair, giving darshan and people are there. So he's coming close. He unmindful that what happens is that his fanny is almost touching now Baba's face. So Baba does this, you know, to just quietly does that, so that he may not feel embarrassed after having touched Baba like that. So Baba tries to save the situation. I am there by Baba's side, so I'm noticing all this. It's too close now. There's no more room for Baba. So what I do is I just touch his back there. So unfortunately, he was in a precarious position because there were a lot of people there. So he fell down into a lap of a woman that was there sitting, one of the lovers of Baba. So he was furious and he got up and he started ranting at me. How rude of you to do this and this, because he became very embarrassed because of his wife, in front of his wife. So Baba tells me that bow down to him and ask his pardon and forgiveness. So I do that. It is sometimes, it helps. Okay, what you say is right.